Hey guys, Deidre Shen here with the Growth Boss Podcast. I have a cool episode for you today. Well, I shouldn't say it's cool. It's actually a little bit not cool, but it's all about the mini meltdown. That's why it's not cool. Because as entrepreneurs, we all go through ups for sure, downs definitely. And we just, you know, went through the last couple of weeks where I think collectively Bono and I have mini meltdowned. Is that a verb? You know, at least 2 to 3 times between us. And so we just wanted to share a bit of our experience of that with you and how we are ourselves trying to break through it.
The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from 0 to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing. That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. We are Deidre Shen and Bono Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
Time for me to let my hair down like Rapunzel.
Oh my gosh, you could contain yourself from laughing about it even before you
said it. So ridiculous. By the way, it's not because I think it's funny. I think it's because it's so ridiculous.
Okay, well, let's talk about letting your hair down. How do I tie this in?
You don't have to, by the way.
Well, okay, you've decided to take half a day off today, which is a big deal because,
incredible.
Guys, Bono works around the clock, seemingly. I think everyone in the academy is like, Bono, do you sleep? And she's like,
it's starting to show. It's starting to show.
It really is.
I'm turning into a crusty.
And now why she's letting her hair down. And this is going to be, I'm going to let you tell a little bit of story, but we're going to talk about mini meltdowns.
Love it.
Meltdowns, yeah. And this is, you know, and when you know you finally have to let your hair down is, well, you shouldn't get to this point. You shouldn't get
you
to
really
the point
shouldn't,
of meltdowns.
Guys. This is not adulting at all. This is terrible.
But can you tell, please, Bono, can you share with our audience your, we had two mini meltdowns in the space of a week, but you know, why don't you give a bit of insight as to how they've come about and how you've kind of navigated the meltdown.
How I'm navigating.
Navigating, I should say. Yes, that's right.
I'm probably in the middle of a meltdown right now, actually. Okay, I'm glad that you were able to tie it down somewhat. And I guess it's the whole let your hair down before you actually pull it out. And that's maybe, you know, and I know that strictly speaking, Rapunzel let it down to be rescued. That's definitely not what this is about because we're not about that, right?
We are strong, independent women. Exactly. Thank you very much. We rescue ourselves.
Exactly. Plus, it's tough having it that long. Anyway, so I get that the analogy doesn't quite work, but just hang with me here, guys. But no, on a serious note, absolutely. I think, you know, I was talking to a friend and I think I was saying to Deidre as well. Deidre's always really good about reminding me to say, you know, to nudge me to say, hey, you know, maybe take some time. Doesn't have to be like a whole day, even if it's just a break or even if it's just, you know. And it can be very easy to be like, yeah, I'll just get this bit done. And for me, I definitely got into that warped cycle of mine, which happens now and again, where I'm not taking the time. And whatever that time means for you, right? We all recharge differently. And we were talking about how, you know, it's really, I think for me, it came full circle because I actually had to have a chat with, you know, one of our team members about it who was doing something similar. And I said, hey, it's actually, you're not actually being a good team player if you don't look after yourself, because then you start dropping balls. Mm-hmm. And I definitely have done that what I think instigated the meltdown was more so a few balls were dropped in a time where, you know, external factors like our Facebook ads weren't going well and all of these other things were happening. And I just wasn't able to deal with that, which required additional energy.
Mm.
And then in the day to day stuff that just normally just gets done.
Yeah.
They didn't get done like they normally do. Mm. And then that triggers you off into another spiral to go, oh my goodness, I'm completely useless. So let me just keep working to try and make up for that. And then, of course, you tire yourself out to the point of exhaustion.
Yeah.
And then you're feeling even worse.
Yeah.
And that's why I call it the spiral, because it's so hard to get out of. You keep thinking you're going to catch up and make up this time and this for the mistakes that you've made.
Mm.
And then, of course, you then go into your shame spiral. You feel guilty. You feel bad. And then, of course, you think that the solution is to overwork till you
get it right somehow.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, because we're human, we run out of the emotional energy and the, and frankly, the time. And then we're at meltdown. And then we call it mini because, of course, we're civilized. And we say, just letting you know, Deidre, it's going to have a little bit of a meltdown now, if that's okay. Can I queue it up? Just for the next 11 minutes.
Exactly. Just, you know, and then I'll be good. I'll be good until 4 p.m. 4 p.m., I'm going to get back into it. But until then.
For now, I'm just going to step aside and just have a tantrum at whoever is around. So likely clear the premises.
And this is so good, as in not good that you know we got to that point, but like it's really it's because
are you right there?
No, okay. In all seriousness, this is good to talk about because I think we all go through this, and you know it's funny when you say you made these mistakes because they were, and I think I started noticing because I'm like you're not usually like this and you're not usually making these kind of mistakes. And by the way, guys, when we say mistakes, they are small. They're really small. Like they're not anything that's going to, you know, no one's going to die over it. No one's going to go bankrupt. None of that sort of stuff. But like when you notice yourself making these really small minor mistakes that usually you shouldn't be and they do start to add up and they do start to pile up, then you probably know that you're at the point of, at meltdown. So that's a good
hot tip.
Good leading indicator.
That's definitely a lagging indicator. Come on.
True. Well, it's a leading indicator to the meltdown,
but a lagging indicator of the fact that, yeah, you guys are like, it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so like the other thing too, I think that, as a result of that is how do we break out of this spiral? Because I do say a lot of times that like, every time you make, because none of us are perfect, you know, and we should never try to be, really. But you have to find ways of breaking out of it because, again, being human, we do, and a lot of us, especially females, being perfectionists, every time these things happen and they do stack up, then we're just like, well, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
Yeah.
I'm this, I'm that. Yeah. I'm, you know, I'm a failure. Yeah. Why am I even doing this? I can't even get this right. I can't even do, you know, all of these things start playing in our heads and we need to stop it, right? We need to stop it because they're not doing you any favors, at all. And so why don't we talk about that part of it? Like, how do we get in front of it and interrupt the pattern? You know, we're talking interrupting pattern from a marketing perspective, but it's the same thing from a mindset perspective.
Totally. Oh my goodness. And it's even, you know, in the same way that it's that loop, right? Of like all of those words that you were just saying is like, oh my God, I've said that to myself at least 70 times a minute in the past couple of weeks. And, you know, it really, I think the first thing is though to label it because sometimes you kind of go like, it sounds so silly, like when you verbalize it like that, but that's exactly what I've been telling myself. And then add to that, oh, well, this just shows that I'm not cut out for this, whatever this means,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then I think what happens is a role that all of us play, and this is just being super open and vulnerable here, is whether you're a parent, in our case, we're a coach, we're in positions in our lives, with our careers or in our personal lives where we are looked to for guidance. And that's definitely well deserved. It's just that when we're having these moments, you also think, well, who am I to tell these people what, when I'm the one that's also having the same thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. We feel like we have to not just be perfect and never make these mistakes, but when we do, we're meant to be bulletproof through that process as well. When really it's actually what makes you even more qualified. I think that's part of breaking the thought pattern to say, hang on, okay, me going through this right now, it's not actually proof of the fact that I can't do this. And I had an imposter syndrome moment with you this week as well. Mm. But it's more so to say that I'm probably, you know, there are lessons to be learned here. Definitely, I find that, you know, numerous mistakes that I made, usually I find that my stress point is I'm not a super, super detail-oriented person. And normally I work to make sure that I check those things off. But when I'm stressed, when I'm overworked, those things fall through the cracks, which for people who are more detail-oriented, they might lose the big picture, right? Mm. So I know that that's a stress habit of mine. And, you know, it's on the ground, it's not that hard to fix. But then you start telling yourself, you know, so this is what, you know, when in reality, you know that there's other qualities that make you, you know, qualified for this. So I think it's really about kind of when you catch yourself in that moment, the 99% of the time, your brain is going to tell you, I think your past patterns are going to tell you, okay, fix it, right? Which is cool. Definitely fix it. Attend to the problem.
But then what you go into, which I know I do and a lot of us go into, is like, okay, let me now supercharge my efforts to make up for it.
Yeah.
And all we're doing is, because the people around us, hopefully we're working with the right people, aren't looking for you to prove yourself in that way. If anything, they're probably looking for you to take a break so you can, you know, recharge. But you're really just proving it to yourself. You're proving it to that negative thought in your mind to say, well, you know, I am. And that can be really, really dangerous because now you're going back to proving a limiting belief.
Yes.
Right. And I think that's where you have to catch yourself. And in terms of how you break that pattern for yourself, whether it's, you know, if you know the voice in your head really well, then it's about, you know, what is the antidote to that? Maybe a funny voice. It may be, you know, giving that a character, like we've done this before as well, where it's like, it's that really horrible part of you, you know, and then you kind of poke fun at it a little bit. That doesn't work for everyone. Right. But you have to find what is that? What does it sound like? And what do you need to do in that moment to change your state? Yes. And that's where we got to this point where I said to you yesterday, oh my goodness, I'm going to take, you know, half the day off today. I'm so excited. As just something to be celebrated, because we shouldn't glorify being busy. And it's really not a compliment when, you know, people in the academy say that I work a lot and I don't sleep. Like, we shouldn't glorify that. That doesn't mean that I'm doing a good job. It actually probably means that I'm not quite doing, you know, living by my values, right? So I think we have to actually break all of our attachment with these things and say, well, no, this doesn't mean that growing up and running a business means that you're working 24 hours or the seemingly 24 hours.
Yeah.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, and then how do we change that narrative to say, okay, well, how can I be that person that it's never going to be fully balanced? But, you know, so I think there's a few things there about, like, what are your stress habits? Like, you identify, and you're right, it is, it may be a lagging indicator of the stress, but it's a leading indicator in terms of, okay, it's going to get to that point.
Mm.
And you're actually going to let someone down.
Yeah.
Versus right now, just, you know, fixing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I love that. So there's a few, hopefully you can see that there's quite a few lessons in here. And another one that I do want to pick up on really quickly before, because I just hate when there's an open loop in my mind and we don't close it. But when you do talk to yourself like that, you know, never ever label yourself. You know, you are not any particular thing ever.
Mm.
You know, you are not dumb. You're definitely not dumb. You can say, I did something that was suboptimal. Like, I did this thing.
I'm really in a suboptimal state right now.
So if you need that funny voice, just pick me. Pick me and my Aussie accent. I did something suboptimal. Let me fix that. There you go, guys. You're welcome.
That's terrible.
But yeah, that's, you know, I just want to pick up on that.
It's a good point.
Brené Brown talks about this a lot. So if you guys want any additional resources on that, Brené Brown is your gal. Big, big fan of hers. So yeah, so that was kind of all we had for today. All awesome. About the mini meltdown. So hopefully that was helpful to
and
someone.
Attend to my next one.
Yeah.
I gotta go, guys.
All right. Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully, what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gon' celebrate life, turning up tonight.